All glory to the Son. All praise to God. All praise to the Lord, to the Savior, to the Lord. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Chapter 11, chapter 23, which is entitled the Song of the Avanti, which is within the Buddha Teaching. Today's chapter 41. Hariputai Mamgatam.
Hariputai Mamgatam. अगायत नारदामयी पातभी सधर्मस्तौ धृतिम आस्थाय साद्विकीम परिभूत इमाम गाथम अगायत नराधमयी सुरामस्तौ Ritim astaya sadvikim Patayadvi sadharmasto Dritim astaya sadvikim Paribhuta imam gatham Agyayata naradhamai Patayadvi sadharmastav Dhritimastaya sadvikim Paribhuta imam gatham Agyayata naradhamai Patayadvi sadharmastav Dhritim astaya sadvikim. Paribhuta imam gatham. Agayata naradhamai. Patayadhi sadharmasto. Dhritim astaya sadvikim. Paribhuta imam gatham Nagayata naradhame Patayadvi sadharmasto Ritimastaya sadvikim Paribhuta imam gatham Nagayata naradhame Patayadvi sadharmastav Dhritimastaya sadvikim Paribhuta imam gatham Agayata naradhami Dhritimastaya sadvikim Paribhuta. Imam. Yes. Gatham. Sam. Agayata. He sang.
I both last men. Patayati. We were trying to make it all down.
In his own duty.
Stop.
Remaining firm.
Redeem.
in the deserts.
Fixing his resolution in the mode of goodness, he began to chant the following song. Mana pranen riya kriya yogena chayana riti svapartha satyaki.
That determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by noble practice, and thus controls the mind, life, and the acts of the senses, and the noble practice. Atheists, who are envious of the devotees of the Supreme Lord called Sarada, or the lowest of men, and undoubtedly of the root of hell, by all means at their disposal, they disturb the devotional service of the Lord, sometimes by direct attack, sometimes by walking. The devotees, however, remain tolerant, fixing their determination and motivation. As described by Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Rupa Goswami,
Vacho vegam, manasa krodho vegam, jibba vegam, utara pasto vegam, vegam, jibba dhira.
A sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak by his command, the actions of anger, and the urges of tongue, belly, and genitals is qualified to make the suffering all over the world. Thanks again, even while being the self of these low class men, who are trying to affect the downfall, who remain steady in the strength of man, fixing his resolution in the one good one.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Ram.
For the purpose of beginning discussing about the motivation, determination of the motivation, to talk of the mind, purpose of the motivation, how to give them for conscious. This was discussing the interesting a devotee sharing memory that he was impressed over the painful lectures. She recalled that he changed books. He stopped. given by the Lord to destroy the suffering with every man and every human. We were chased by the tiger of the three organizations of the world. At every step, we chased the greatest difficulty is to repeat the suffering of the world. Death. And Krishna, the incarnate, to awaken, to give us the unconditioned soul, the opportunity to remind our identity and return home. So this the 18th chapter of the Bible deals with a very detailed explanation of how we can identify the different emotions within our daily life. Action, emotion, passion, renunciation, charity. The desire for nature, this is something we know to do. And most of the time, at least in the reference, we are not responsible. We are dedicated to the bottom of the thank you. reading the Bhagavad Gita at the time of the prophecy, the way that they control. And then in the mode of passion, we think, oh, it's too much trouble, I never have time. Another thing came down, not anyone, she don't have time, I have to go to work. So I said, good. We don't have time to pick up the basic paper. Really? So I took my watch. I had time. It took 45 seconds to pick up the basic and take it to the patch and I said, what nonsense? What other time? So this mind is functioning in more rigorous fashion, more rigorous. And Srila Prabhupada writes that the first preaching of the devotees is to become situated in the world. Because in the mode of goodness, things that weren't seen yesterday are not seen. Our cognitive abilities are just like the remote and the back. So our cognitive abilities there are just like the volume. We see that sometimes people drink alcohol and they're driving down the road right in the middle and they're thinking. They're thinking, but obviously they can think out there. So even though the image of the road is hitting the eye, there is not cognition. It doesn't cognize, which is the word similar to the time. Spark. So cognition is like that. It's supposed to be cognition. Oh, I'm in the middle of the road. And in fact, when the alcohol wears off, the person will have it. So we see that the cognitive abilities, they are adjusted. And there are so many things that can be seen according to how. What will the nature so that I can't understand that? I don't see that. It can't be that. I don't understand how. I don't understand. And this is due to development. It's supposed to be the mechanical lack of. We have to adjust it. It is not that the planet is not there, it is that the thing is adjusted. I don't even know what it is, but the wind is not coming inside. So in the same way, similarly, there is a whole gravity state. Krishna Lanka, the Lord of the Nile, our own spiritual and our own soul. But if our cognitive abilities come, then so. And we won't be able to pursue it. And so, one of the purposes of our Gita is to give us a lifestyle, give us something that if we follow, we will progressively be able to understand Krishna. We will be able to understand our own soul. One of the great dangers of this Krishna consciousness movement is that people ask, well, what is the difference between this religion and Catholicism and the other? And one difference is that within Bhagavad Gita, there is a scientific methodical step-by-step process by which one may have realization beyond faith, not just that I'm going to church because my mother wants me to, or supposed to, the devil's going to get you, and all the problems. that one actually experiences yourself and experiences how to get himself and is able to get himself within this text. But the relationship with the spiritual master is that the spiritual master wants that we realize well. It's not that the spiritual master is the other person who has to realize his God. No one else ever will. He wants the spiritual master. That is the whole dynamic of the relationship. But if you follow my instructions, you will be like the local relationship. Krishna, Prema, Anantha, and Hari. You will be like your own relationship with the other person. So, the Bhagavad Gita is not meant for conscious speculation, but it is an incredible teaching of self-actualization, self-transcendence. When I first started reading about the Bhagavad Gita, I was reading the 16th chapter, the chapter of Ramana and Ramana. I was reading, and I thought to myself, oh, I'm not doing it. I'm doing it. I have all these problems, and everybody's problems. And I always took a joke on it. I said, oh, I'm not doing it. But I pushed his face on my head, and I put it in the face. The understanding is that, no, we're not God. But our subtle body is conditioned. And that condition can become transformed. Someone who's given the shamans and no passion can become elevated from subtle food, someone from tunnel food, wise eyes. Roger Boone, one of the subtle food. So I thought, wow, there's hope. Otherwise, I should just leave. But that's what I'm going to do. Although, not even intelligence is not actually accept, there is something separate from it. If we serve them by following the instructions of the Christians, then it will function substantially, like our original spiritual intelligence. And our original spiritual mind. These modes of material nature that Krishna explains are unmechanical. Someone whose subtle body is steeped in passion, bitterness, and lust, and greed, and anger, and envy, and simply can't. The one degree or the other, appreciate Krishna. But gagging, ah, it doesn't taste good, it doesn't feel good. I don't want nothing to do with it. Although, the most precious and necessary body of information anyone can take advantage of. So this Avanti Brahman, even though he's being insulted, because his determination, his decision to act within the mode of goodness, that I'm not this body, Matrastarsha Shikanti Yashikara Shikanti Yashikara Agamakani Yashikanti Yashikara. Sometimes he's cold, sometimes he's hot, sometimes someone's speaking ill of me, sometimes someone's praising me. So many dualities, but I'm not this body. And I don't have to succumb to the ether. So, to the extent that realization is there, one can actually do them in fact. And we see in the lives of the saints of our Vaishnava charities, for example, Srila Prabhupada, during the last month of his stay with us, he hardly ate. And the doctors stated that really someone in this situation So wonderful. Warmth, as if nothing is going on. So this is being situated on the spiritual path. So this is Bhakti Brahman. What a handy thing for employers, or in a marriage, or in any kind of organization where there's a group of people who are endeavoring a particular goal, that where there's subdued, the determination of that effort will be that much unbreakable. Traditionally, around the world, marriages were based, or mentally based, God-centered. Not just that I'm attracted to this man or attracted to this woman, but together we are children of God and we are devoted to Him, and to please Him we are acting in such a way that our marriage is sacred. Our vows. Because God is eternal, there is every possibility for a strong heart. For example. Or anything. In our daily work, it's been found that devotees who practice Christian consciousness, they do better as students. They do better on the job. Because they're more fixed. They're not so fickle. This thing happens and I stop, that thing happens and go away. No. So, the last part of this purport speaks about spiritual master. It's interesting that Sri Rupa Goswami describes that the qualification of the spiritual master is that they're able to tolerate the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals, and the action of anger. He doesn't say they don't. He doesn't say that they're completely free of the influence of one's nature. Sri Rupa Goswami says, one who can tolerate, one who can remain transcendental. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that one should tolerate the coming and going of desire. The desires come and they go. They come and then they go. If you wait long enough, they'll go. Don't you be undisturbed by the movements of the mind? In the 14th chapter, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that one who is transcendentally situated, he is situated as if neutral. Neutral. Well, there's anger in my mind, or there's depression in my mind, or whatever is going on. The mind is not me. And depending upon our spiritual strength, we can watch it come and go. Well, how do you know you're not this body? You're not this mind. Well, we can think. At some point in time in the past, there was anger. I'm so angry. I'm not angry now. So we see the shaker. The shaker, the knower. So the spiritual master, initial qualifications, Sri Rupa Goswami says, is that they are practiced. That even though the laws of nature are going on, the mind is this, the mind is that, they don't get into it because they understand their identity. And they're fixed in devotion. Manti yoga charana, like you're going to say today. Because they're focused in meditation upon Krishna. And their determination is unbreakable because of self-improvement. Then even though the modes of determination are happy, they don't follow it. There are three types of gurus. There's the Bhakti Darshaka Guru, the Shishnur, and the Dikshagur. The Bhaktivedanta Guru is that Guru who points the way, like where it warts in the line. You see someone with a home shirt. So we say, oh, you went to yoga? Yes. Maybe you'd like to visit the temple. So that's called Bhaktivedanta Guru, one who points the way. Then the Shishnur is someone who gives regular instruction.
Thank you.
boxes painted gold for one perspective, gold. So even though at the time of going back to Godhead, this subtle body is left on the ground behind us. And we will go back to Godhead awakened with our original spiritual mind. While we are here, that undershirt, which is called, can be circular, just as it said. So it functions more or less as a spiritual mind. But they are two different things. You'll find it in the teachings of also in the instructions of Prahlada Maharaj and his classmates. And in the Bhagavad Gita, what is that? Bhumir Kopalo Nalok, Krishna describes the mind and the intelligence are made of that. And then the next verse is, separate from all that is Jiva Bhuti.
Send them the application.